36. Manufacturing the Apocalypse. June 2008. For at least two millennia, a number of religions have, in various ways, and to somewhat varying degrees, been predicting that there will be a great cataclysm, or great cataclysms, which will befall mankind, planet Earth, or both. This idea seems now to be framed in more secular ways, through the mantras of global warming, climate change, resource depletion, and the threat of nuclear international terrorism, or a renewed threat of global nuclear warfare, bioterrorism, or widespread disease such as avian flu, which has seemingly existed for hundreds of years but has never been a significant threat to humans. In some quarters, even the threat of an alien intervention or alien contact, which the evidence suggests has been ongoing for some time, is being mooted as yet another reason for global upheaval or catastrophe. In order to find the truth of something, or if we wish to try and predict the future, which I don't intend to do in this article, we should spend as much time as we can gathering information and examining pertinent evidence before deciding on some conclusions. I have been attempting to collect information and evidence for over 5 years, ever since I opened the door to the seemingly limitless information resources available to all those with an always-on internet connection. I've tried to venture into many areas and have posted some of my thoughts and conclusions at www.checktheevidence.com, along with the thoughts of a few other people. Recently, I've begun to see that a number of fields of research are now crossing over. I would contend that there is mounting evidence that a large-scale, secret, global operation has been underway for some time, which, in summary, gives the control group the ability to manufacture the apocalypse. I would cogently argue that the supposed threats our species faces, listed above, are either manufactured by this control group or are exacerbated by them from their natural occurring form. I say this partly because I conclude that the research of Dr. Judy Wood into the destruction of the WTC complex proves that advanced, undisclosed weaponry exists. Some of the effects of this weaponry are similar to those seen in experiments performed by John Hutchison. But the full capabilities of this technology are, to a layperson like me, unknown. However, I now have to ask myself some difficult questions related to the limits of this technology. Dr. Wood's latest study regarding Hurricane Erin and 9/11 has uncovered some important data, which seems to add even more weight to the conclusion that some type of field effect energy technology was used to destroy the WTC complex. What else is this technology capable of? More than one or two people have posited that the May 2000 earthquake in Sichuan, China was somehow engineered. Does technology exist that could induce earthquakes? Some people wouldn't even bother to ask this question. However, let's consider what Defense Secretary Cohen said in 1997. He said, quote, "Others, terrorists, are engaging even in an eco-type of terrorism whereby they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes, volcanoes, remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves. So there are plenty of ingenious minds out there that are at work finding ways in which they can wreak terror upon other nations. It's real, and that's the reason why we have to intensify our counterterrorism efforts." Unquote. This speech was made before the Al-Qaeda myth had been fully cemented into the wider public's consciousness, before the illusion of large-scale international terrorism had been created. What terrorists was Cohen referring to? The Russians? Why didn't he name this apparently very powerful group? My own personal view is that he was referring to the terrorists who already were running the world, the terrorists who have access to advanced technologies and who have the ability and resources to keep knowledge of these technologies mostly hidden. These are very probably the same terrorists who turned most of the WTC towers to dust on 9/11/2001. It seems that we can occasionally get disclosure of various information about these secret technologies. For example, in the statements of people like Colonel Tom Bearden. We can examine the data provided by Stan Dio, which appears to show an earthquake grid in Nevada. Dio highlights an unusual pattern of earthquakes that was seen in Reno. Some time ago, I was taken aback to learn that the earthquakes in Bam, Iran, and the Sumatra quake happened a year to the hour apart. It was on the 26th of December, 2003, at 1 hour and 57 minutes UT, when an earthquake struck the city of Bam. On December 26, 2004, at 58 minutes UT, the Sumatra earthquake struck. Clearly, these facts on their own prove nothing. But if it were easy to prove what is being suggested here, then the powerful forces who are controlling things would not be able to hide their activities. In the case of the Sumatra quake and resulting tsunami, there are also a number of questions as to why warnings were not promulgated widely enough. As regards the China earthquake, we have video and photos of unusual cloud patterns which were filmed immediately prior to the quake, as pointed out by Benjamin Fulford. We also have a satellite photo showing what I consider to be a very unusual cloud pattern spreading across the region near the time of the quake. Some people have suggested that the U.S.'s HAARP facility could be involved in the inducement of either earthquakes or weather patterns. I am unsure, as I don't currently know if it is possible to obtain HAARP activity data that could be correlated with the time of the Sichuan earthquake or any other. It would seem rather too obvious, however, that HAARP was involved in creating such large-scale events. So it is either not involved, too many people likely know about it, or the data regarding its daily operation will be classified or not available for public inspection. In considering if it is possible to use directed energy technology in weather modification, which would involve manipulating quite large amounts of energy, as mentioned above, attention should be drawn to Dr. Judy Wood's latest study of Hurricane Erin on 9/11. Erin was closest to New York City on 9/11, but was barely reported, even by the space shuttle crew who reported seeing the smoke from the WTC towers. I feel that Hurricane Erin may have been used in some way in manipulating the energy involved. Additionally, I suggest that whoever did 9/11 needed clear blue skies to see what was going on that day. Manipulation of Erin could have provided them. Please pay special attention to the magnetometer data from 9/11. Additional evidence of weather modification on other occasions can also be taken into account. Once you have reviewed the evidence, you may agree that advanced weather modification technology is real. Some people, such as Colonel Tom Bearden and Scott Stevens, believe that this technology is being used in a secret weather war between Russia and the USA. Even though it is true that operations like Operation Popeye were used to induce heavy rainfall in the Vietnam War, I do not believe that the current evidence supports the USA versus Russia weather war conclusion. I say this because severe weather events and earthquakes seem to have been triggered more frequently in recent years in the USA, the UK, Europe, China, and Japan. This pattern therefore suggests that a transnational secret group is at work. This general conclusion is also supported by the existence of the Global Chemtrailing Program. Chemtrails have now been documented in many countries around the world. One further feeling I have is that this transnational group knows human psychology very well, and they know how to get people to acquiesce by adequately disguising their advanced capabilities. This again is proven by the fact that it has taken 5 or arguably 7 years for someone to begin to get a handle on what their technology can do, even when it has been used in plain sight. The other main ways in which this advanced technology is hidden is using fear, which inhibits people's intellectual capacity. Additionally, in many quarters, a culture of ignorance has been created. For example, in Western popular culture, it is sometimes frowned upon when someone demonstrates a detailed technical understanding of a subject. In such instances, terms such as nerd and geek are not always used in a complimentary way. I would also contend that a further way to induce acquiescence among the general population, far-fetched though it may sound, is to write into ancient scripture the idea of an apocalypse and then continually suggest that a cataclysm or several cataclysms will come about. For example, because it is God's way of punishing man for his sins. From a more New Age perspective, this can be attributed to Gaia, or Mother Earth, acting to self-correct the imbalance caused by human greed and folly. In saying this, I do not discount that consciousness could be an attribute which the earth itself possesses in some form, and that some people are able to interact with this consciousness in certain ways. The preponderance of the evidence, once it is gathered, shows that free energy technology is real, and rather than being used to give us clean air and a clean way of fueling our activities, it has been stolen, weaponized, and used to both destroy the environment and kill large numbers of people. Such environmental modification technology could perhaps be considered, therefore, to be a silent weapon of a quiet war. On the flip side of this issue, free energy technology has been perniciously suppressed, and we have therefore been conned into destroying our own environment far more than greed and profit fuel industry, because we have not been allowed to know the reality of this technology. I very much wonder if this overall situation has been brought about by the persuasion and influence of a controlling group, the nature of which may not be all that dissimilar to what Marshall Vian Summers describes. Though I don't think of things in terms of God, so my vocabulary is different to his in this respect. At the present time, I think only a few people would agree with the thrust of what I am saying. Perhaps they would agree, as Dr. Leonard Horowitz has suggested, that we are on the receiving end of the tactics of bio-spiritual warfare. I think that one of the main aims of this is to compress human consciousness into a tighter and tighter enclosure, and discourage us from being open to a wider or even universal perspective about who we really are, where we came from, and where we are capable of going. Other people, who have not seen the evidence like that referenced above, have no chance of realizing that we may be victims of an extremely sophisticated and far-reaching psychological operation, the manufacturing of an apocalypse.